Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg, that's me, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone, and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home. The place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hi, everybody. Peter Greenberg here on Friday, the 27th of March, for my latest report on travel amidst the coronavirus. Some good news to report. Congress just passed the $2.2 trillion stimulus bill. I still call it a recovery bill. And that bill is now being sent to the president for his signature, which we expect momentarily, at least before the end of the weekend. However, let's go back and take a look at some other numbers. The unemployment statistics, the 3 million plus claims that were filed, not a good sign. And let's not forget, of the 4.6 million jobs in the travel industry that are going to be lost this week, one third of them probably will not return. Just in the hotel industry alone, they're reporting the following loss of jobs on a statewide basis. 33,000 jobs lost in Alabama, 81,000 in Arizona, 414,000 jobs in California, 71,000 in Colorado, 104,000 in Georgia, 305,000 in Florida, even Nevada, which is a big deal now since the entire strip was closed, 161,000 jobs lost, 215,000 lost. We're not talking about jobs that might be affected here. We're talking about the jobs that may be lost and not coming back. 215,000 in New York and a whopping 268,000 in Texas. Now, the world's airlines last week estimated that their total revenue loss was going to be about $113 billion. Guess what? They've revised that figure. It's now $252 billion. And the UN World Tourism Organization, it's a good indicator here, that they reported that international tourist arrivals this year, the year 2020, will be down as much as 30% due to the coronavirus. Now, let's put this in some context. During the 2008 recession, the drop was 4%. And back in 2003 during SARS, it was 0.4%. So you can see how big the numbers are. Now, how does this translate into a dollar loss? Right now, $450 billion loss in tourist inbound revenue, and that's just getting started. Remember, we're dealing with 75 million jobs in travel and tourism at risk around the world. Now, here's a concept that, well, let's call it the elephant in the room. It really is. It's called bread on the table. That's right. For so many countries around the world that depend totally on their foreign exchange from travel and tourism, it is travel and tourism that puts bread on the table. It what lets them feed their people. So what's happening right now in Egypt? What's happening in Peru? What's happening in South America throughout that continent? What's happening in Tanzania and Kenya, the countries that depend so totally on travel and tourism? You know, we know what the federal government did here, but what are the central banks going to be doing in Egypt and in all those other countries? If they don't follow suit, you know what? History has taught us that when you can't feed your people, when you literally, it's all hand to mouth. When you can't feed your people, governments collapse. And when governments collapse, I don't want to be alarmist, we're seeing the threshold of global instability if the countries, banks around the world don't follow suit with what the United States Congress just did. Now, a couple of other news items to report. Many of you may have seen the story last week, which turned out to be erroneous, that the coronavirus on the Diamond Princess, remember the ship that was quarantined in Yokohama for 2 weeks, that Japanese inspectors went on the ship after the passengers disembarked and discovered that the virus had lived for another 17 days. Guess what? The CDC and the Japanese government have amended that. That was a completely erroneous report. No. It may have lived for another 3 days on plastic, and its total lifespan on cardboard is 1 day. So keep that in mind. Now, here's another news item. Talk about today's ironic timing award. Boeing has announced they're resuming production of the Boeing 737 MAX. Whoa, we'll talk about that in another video. But today, as the airlines continue to cut flights and park planes, the number of airlines that are actually ceasing to operate right now also continues to grow. The TSA announced a couple of days ago that the number of passenger screenings had dropped by 87%. And for the airlines that are still flying, it's not a surprise that on almost a worldwide basis, and this comes from FlightAware, a very good website, no airports and no airlines are reporting delays. Go figure. And we're talking like absurd load factors. A few days ago, American Airlines was going on flight one. It's a flight that I take all the time from New York to Los Angeles. It's on an A321. It left with six people on board. Talk about the unintended consequences of social distancing. And remember, no delays around the world, right? No airports reporting any operational delays. The flight numbers are completely in the basement. And yet one airline has still managed to report a delay. Kenya Airlines. You gotta laugh. On a day when every airline in the world is on time, with no weather or operational delays, Kenya Airways has still found a way to be late. It makes you wonder what's going to happen when the airlines finally return to a quote-unquote more normal schedule. Speaking of schedule, there is no evidence to currently confirm or to lead me to believe that U.S. airlines will shut down their domestic routes. They, like us, are waiting for the correct congressional vote. They just got it, and the president's signature. So when that happens, I can't foresee any major U.S. carrier stopping domestic service, especially if they accept the bailout money. Now, the only scenario that might produce a domestic stop is if the federal or state governments determine that airports are non-essential businesses, or for health reasons, that no civilian airline passengers can travel. That would presumably also include our elected representatives. In an election year, are you kidding? They don't want to be denied access to their home districts. U.S. domestic airlines are going to continue to fly. So for the moment, at least, that's what's happening. And if they do change their mind, they're going to give you at least 72 hours notice to make alternate plans or get home. Now, a number of you have emailed me asking if your flights will be operating on time in May or June, or if it's a good idea to book any future travel now. Well, look, one way to figure this out is to figure out that airline websites haven't told the truth since 1947, when there wasn't even a website, right? They're still going to list their flights as being on time in April and May and June. They want to hold on to their money. They want you to book. In fact, they're going to hold on to those flights showing on time until they're not. So if you're holding a ticket for a flight in April or May, still hold on to that ticket. Wait until the last minute, as the airlines do. Let them cancel first. Remember, this is a game of chicken. You want them to blink. Right? You retain your rights there because, as I said in my last video, under the U.S. Department of Transportation rules, if an airline cancels your flight, you are entitled to a full refund that goes directly back to your original form of payment. They're offering vouchers, but the rule does say you're entitled to a full refund. Remember that, okay? Now, one indication of what's going to happen is, and one of the reasons why people are so worried, is to try to figure out who's going to be coming to America when this is all said and done. Now, there's a company in Europe called Forward Keys. They're a travel analytics company, and they just revealed that international summer bookings for air travel to all American destinations are 27% behind where they were at this time of the year, and bookings for June, 31% of the time. So, you know what? There will be a buyer's market. It will be in your favor, but don't even try to book any flights for June or July or August yet, because the airline computers aren't programmed to realize that their original projections for that time are probably not going to hold up. So don't do anything. Wait and see, okay? Trust me, you'll thank me for this. Now, remember, the airlines are going to wait till the very last minute to make their decisions on which planes are going to operate and which won't. Now, right now, most U.S. airlines will let you book without any cancellation or change fees through May 31st. That doesn't, however, mean, as I just said before, they're going to voluntarily give you a refund. And so, welcome to the brave new world of vouchers, and I'll address a number of your questions about that a little later. And I will also deal with the cruise line policies as well. A number of cruise lines, by the way, are allowing you to book, allowing you to cancel for any reason up to 48 hours before the cruise, and that's extending till November 30th with no penalty, and get a full refund. The cruise lines are actually doing better, and they used to have the worst refund policies. They're actually doing better now than many airlines in terms of their policies. Now, moving on. Now, this comes from Joy. Is it true that some airlines, and she's, by the way, she's a travel advisor, meaning she's a travel agent, that some airlines have intentionally blocked us from being able to advocate for our clients to get their refunds on their websites? The answer is, I'm sorry, yes. Lufthansa has done it. The Sabre system has done it. They've really made it impossible for travel agents to access their own websites, which they do all the time, to file for a real refund for their clients. They're just going the voucher route. This is wrong. And so hold on to that, because remember, the airlines have been changing their refund policies almost by the hour. And now that they've gotten the bailout, and by the way, Lufthansa is going to get a bailout too. So are some of the United Kingdom airlines. So they can't get a bailout and at the same time hold your money. So hold, watch this space. I think it's going to get better. Here's one from someone named Wing. My wife and I reserved round-trip air tickets from Chicago to Israel. We actually reserved them on March, returning March 19th. The trip was canceled about a week prior to the departure. Turkish Airlines did not give any refund on our tickets, but allowed us to reschedule the departure date with a fee of about $175. Here we go again with those penalty fees. Turkish Airlines should be ashamed of itself. However, we did not know when we would travel to Israel under the current crisis. Then the tickets were automatically canceled, meaning they didn't wait. Remember what I've been telling everybody? Wait for the airline to cancel the flight. Don't you preemptively cancel. So now you're not going to get your $175 back, and you'll spend a lot of time trying. But for everybody else who hasn't canceled their flight, please wait for the airline to do you the favor of doing it ahead of time. And then you can go for the full refund or a voucher without any change fees. And if you can't get that kind of answer and you can't get that kind of satisfaction, that's when you write me. Peter at petergreenberg.com. I need your flight reservation information, your confirmation numbers, the date, the time, who you talked to at the airline, their first and last name, everything short of their favorite color, you know, details, so I can help you, all right? Because we get a lot of letters like this right now, and we really do want to help. And by the way, in fairness to the airlines, they're losing so much money. They're desperately trying to preserve cash. In fact, in some cases, when they do offer vouchers, they're offering you a 20% premium above what you originally paid for your ticket in the form of that voucher. Now, some airlines are actually doing something I think is really, really nice. They're giving you 2 years to use the voucher. That also means they get to hold your money for 2 years. But given the state of affairs right now, it may not be such a bad idea. For some of you, it may make more sense with a voucher. You just have to figure out your own situation. Here's one from Mary Peachum. I bid on a catamaran trip out of Tortola in the British Virgin Islands. I took it having to book multiple flights and overnights. I booked 2 nights in the Puerto Rico Airport Hotel. They will only refund 1 night because they said the other night was refundable. The British Virgin Islands closed their border, and the airline absolutely would not give me a refund. I can use it in a year. I don't know if I'll still be diving at 79. I hope you will be. And if so, I would never be able to do it. I doubt that the airline will even be around. You know what? This is another situation where you need to write me with the actual details, with the airline reservation number and the hotel, and we will reach out to them directly. This is cruel and unusual punishment. All you did was follow their rules, and then you can't even get there. This is not your fault. It shouldn't be your responsibility. Here's one from Kay. I'm hoping you can help my sticky mess. My hotel reservations are not budging, it's in for Barcelona. My friends and I booked two rooms for a four-night weekend, and now we're regretting it. The cancellation policy is a $90 cancellation fee because we went through a broker. This is a good example of what happens when you book through a discount broker or an OTA, an online travel agency. They always become the middleman. They hide behind the actual provider and claim they have nothing to do about it. Well, they do. They processed your money. And you didn't cancel this. You can't get to Barcelona now. The European Union closed the border. So again, same advice, write me. What do you think of the idea of a government, this comes from Sean. What do you think of the government giving people an airline voucher, which may be used on that airline or be sold, sort of like a gift certificate? You know what? Most airline vouchers, Sean, are gift certificates. You still have a year to use it, but you can use it to buy tickets for somebody else on that airline. Most people don't know that. Okay, and if you're given a voucher, make sure it's not endorsed that it can only be used by you. You are the custodian of that voucher, and it's like a gift certificate. You can then use it within a year. Okay, here's one. This is from Demi Laughlin. I used Kayak, and of course, got the lowest price I could before booking my flights. Now that I need to cancel due to the virus, do I have a prayer to get my money back? Well, you haven't told me when your flight is, and remember my advice. Don't you cancel? Let them cancel. All right. Look, there are no flights overseas that I know about, with very, very few exceptions, that are either not going to be rebooked or canceled entirely in the month of April and May. So just take a deep breath, no pun intended, but take a deep breath, relax, and let the airlines work their wonders as they themselves realize they won't be operating that flight to Barcelona next week. It ain't going to happen. All right, a couple more to go through here today. And remember, continue to email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, your phone number, your question, your problem, and the details of your circumstances. Now, this one is crazy. I was going on a trip to Australia for a six-week trip. Three airlines are involved, Air New Zealand, Virgin Australia, and Delta. Only Air New Zealand has allowed changes to be made online, which was to give credit to be used within 1 year with no change fees. This is what I expected from all three, to be able to handle cancellations online. The other two, after going through a whole long process online, said that you have to call to make changes. Guys, I've said this 100 times. I'll say it 101 times. You need to have a conversation. Try not to do this online. You need to talk to a human being who can think creatively, not linearly, who can actually answer your questions. This is not the time to hit keystrokes and hope for the best. Even if you have to wait on the phone, wait. A number of airlines will actually have a system in there that they'll call you back at a specified time. But the bottom line is, talk to a human being, and if you should never take a no from somebody who can't give you a yes in the first place, that's my mantra. What that means is, if you're not happy with the first answer, wait about 10 minutes and call back. This has to be done at the human level with a conversation. It can't be done online. All right. I know we're all trained to do it because it's easy. We can do it at 2 o'clock in the morning in our bathrobe and we don't have to talk to anybody. This is the time. I'm sorry. I know you're not inclined to have a conversation. You need to have one. Here's one. Oh boy. This is from a travel agent who has 400 clients who are not getting refunds. Wow. You know who you are. Email me. I'll talk to you on the phone. And let's see what we can do. It's getting worse and worse on this. But remember, just a little while ago, Congress passed the $2.2 trillion stimulus plan. I don't call it that. I call it the recovery plan. But that also is giving money to businesses to make sure they maintain liquidity and make their payroll. And if that's the case, we are no longer in the business of loaning money to airlines. There's a little known story called holdbacks. And I want to tell you about it, because it applies to credit card purchases, right? If I make a purchase with my credit card, for an airline or a hotel or a cruise line. And let's say it's $500. Okay, I use my credit card. They take the money, deduct their commission, and then transfer that money to the travel provider. That's the theory of it. Guess what? That's not happening a lot these days because the credit card guys are perceiving that some of these companies are in trouble. So they're holding back. So if I'm booking a flight for 5 weeks from now, that credit card company is saying to that travel provider or that airline or that hotel, we're going to pay you that money when Peter's flight takes off at the end of April. And that's the company that goes out of business in 3 weeks because they never got paid. See? And it's a terrible cycle. We're going to have to address that in a future video. But in the meantime, remember, listen to the radio show on March 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. online. You can do that at petergreenberg.com. Email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. Stay safe, stay healthy, and try to stay sane.
Hey, Prime members, Peter Greenberg here. You can listen to Ion Travel ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, and you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. And before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at Wondery.com.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.